Yeah, what's up? Unprivileged drinkers, taste testers for the hood, man.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
That's the second week in a row. He did that to you.
He
fucked up
twice
already.
He's just not good at your job. I'm convinced. The fuck?
That was. So I'll give you again. So, unprivileged drinkers, taste testers for the hood.
But suburban say. I hate this motherfucker.
Yo, man.
Fucking trigger happy.
This is actually a really, really fucking special episode in many different ways, man. Rest in peace, DMX, man. It's a somber day, but we going to celebrate his life. You know what I'm saying?
If you was going to bark, that was the time.
Wow. Damn.
Absolutely, man.
Damn.
There you go.
He said burr.
Right. Okay.
No, that's a wrong dog.
That motherfucker got rabies.
That's the Doberman.
You know what that is? You know, that's Brian from Family Guy.
But, yeah, man. So we got a few things to celebrate. I mean, like, obviously,
crazy.
We was talking about this earlier in our group message that it's been 2 years since my man been in the accident, Champagne Eve. So we definitely want to celebrate that. We already popped some Bel Air. For my guy.
First of all, can I ask a question? Why are you smiling that we're talking about your accident?
That's what I'm about to say. He said Champagne Eve. That was an ad moment.
Yeah. Well, the accident was an ad moment for him.
Easy dummy moment.
Sure.
Yeah, yo, speed him some slaves.
You're not going to start crying, are you? You're not going to get emotional or anything?
Not today.
Oh, really?
It's above me.
Is it behind you or on the side of you?
On top.
Ooh. Or on your hip.
What, yo?
See?
We need hey. We need crickets. We need crickets, all right?
Yes, so listen. Yes, we do. Again, like I said, it's a special episode, one that we'll never forget again, because we lost Dark Man X today. Obviously, his birth name is Earl Simmons. If you don't know, you don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? But it's a somber episode, but we also going to celebrate his life as well as our man. I mean, making it through that accident, because if you seen how that shit was, like
terrible.
Yeah, he shouldn't have made it out of that, but God was on his side. So that's you know what I mean. That's what we're doing here today.
Amen.
But you know what I mean. Everybody's back. I'm off vacation. You know what I mean. Happy to be back with my guys. Snow Graham Reese in the building, the regular guy. You know, and you know what I mean. To the left, we got the ball.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We'll be flying at a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet this evening. Yeah. And relax, sit back, and enjoy the flight. And to my left, we have... Low down and dirty, boy, you know what I'm about. Stay out my way and keep my name out your mind. Because I'm low down.
Late. Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
You have to fight me after this. But it's your boy Dirty. I'm back for another episode.
Absolutely.
Glad I don't have to lead it off this week. To my left.
I'm going to sign your pity on the runny cat.
Yo, is this shit streaming somewhere? Like, we need to watch this.
Facts. What's up, everybody? This is Dink, a.k.a. Pootie. And just keep it simple. Cabbie Chow, my clammy D's.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
All right. I got to watch this shit.
Cabbie, you never watched it at all.
I ain't watching it so long.
Translation. Suck my nuts.
I don't think you watched it. I don't think you watched it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I watched
it. You haven't watched it at all?
No. I'm talking about Slime.
No, I definitely watched that.
You did?
Yeah.
Remember, it's one of the dumbest
movies. It is, yo. Because it's one of the movies that you just go, what the fuck was you thinking? I said this before, but it's just like, I don't know how that happened. But
so I always have debates because people be like saying it's trash. So when people say it's trash, I say what's worse, that or Kung Pao?
I don't even remember watching Kung Pao.
I don't know what Kung Pao is.
Remember that, when that was he was fighting the cow? And
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. I remember, but I don't know if I watched it though. Like in its entirety. Like I watched Pootie Tang in its entirety a few times.
I know why it was able to happen.
What?
Pootie Tang.
Why?
They wouldn't let a black person direct that movie and get away with it.
Who directed it?
Louis C.K.
Really?
I didn't know that.
He wrote it too.
Are you serious?
I always thought it was Chris Rock.
So Louis C.K. wrote it and directed it. Who produced it?
That's a dirty fact.
Right. That's definitely a dirty fact.
Episode.
Damn.
That's some shit.
You're absolutely right. There's no way a black man back then was getting the green light for that.
Cabbie Chow, my clammy D's.
Will you shut that shit up?
And he wrote and directed it. That's some shit. That type time. Okay.
Chris Rock was one of the producers.
So he was one. Well, obviously, because he came up with the characters, I'm sure, right. But to a degree. They collaborated on that.
Call me down on the pedestal.
You just got all the slingo, huh?
For the slingo.
Sign your pity on the running cap.
That should be in the captain's.
That should be the tango.
Slingo.
The tango. And to my left, we have.
He was about to be left out of this one.
I would shut this shit down.
Knock everybody, Michael.
Hold them.
I think it's just me.
It's your boy, Tim underscore slime.
Say it right, don't say it at all.
Word.
Where my gunshot at? You still ain't got that?
Jesus. Oh, no, I gotta get it. I'm glad you didn't do what you usually do, the cock back, though. He's like, where's my gunshot? That's not a gunshot.
And we can't forget. And we got our boy here, 2-3 Drees.
Right, of course, but of course. You know what I mean? So,
and somebody named Ed. Oh, fuck him.
Champagne.
Champagne AV.
Right, yo. Champagne. That should make you think of
Wayne AV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my God. But yeah, so we got the team here. Everybody's back. We want to do, how y'all want to play this? Y'all want to do a shot o'clock first, or y'all want to?
I need a shot right now.
Shot right now?
Well, what?
We only got that shit on the table, though. You know, I did bring something down that I brought. It's in the car though. I meant to bring it in. I forgot.
Jeffrey,
it's a mezcal though. Just so you know.
Keep it.
You know what's funny? We talked some girl out of getting the mezcal today.
Yeah.
So you will not like that shit. I promise you, you won't like it.
But I'm trying to figure out why is it such a big rave with this shit though. I don't get it.
I mean,
it's mezcal bars and everything like being brought up and everything.
I'm guessing it's something new to people.
I guess.
And once something is new, people they
flock to it.
Yeah.
Right. It's interesting. But so yeah, what y'all want to do? I
think shot o'clock.
We can't really. Oh man, where's the champagne? Oh Jesus!
What you got more rosé?
Yeah, we gonna have to do something like that because at the end of the day,
we got a good episode.
The two things that's on the table. Just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate y'all.
We're coming in for a very rough landing here. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, we probably go up to about 50,000.
Yeah, this. I don't want to tell y'all just
done
yet.
With these two. Well,
he ain't gonna be he
probably
gonna
more so with the Amsterdam.
Yeah, this shit gonna be fucking crazy.
It's gonna be rough.
Yeah, Scary Terry is down here with us, but he's leaving us at this very moment.
Good to see
he
you.
He done fucking
brother.
Ate from the stand, fucked our appetites all up. Now he about to go do whatever.
But yeah, huh?
Fuck on, my young friend. Fuck on.
Well, all right. It's in the car in the back seat.
Go get that.
No, you need the keys though. Here,
but no. I think we're gonna have a good episode. This is the
we got
the
some
first
shit
time
we
been. Yeah, the first time is mine. Tim Slimes. First thing I ever got drunk off.
Yeah. So we continuing the series. So today is we doing Tim underscore Slimes. First thing he got drunk off of and Dinks Pootie, aka Pootie.
I hate y'all.
But the stuff that's on the table,
I love
the most of us.
Of
yeah, most of us are raw. Past this. You know what I mean? It's above us at this point, or beneath us, depending on how you're looking at it.
Right.
But yeah, we about to see. I don't know, man. This shit gonna get real rough.
This was my shit for one day.
Yeah.
I think I used to drink it.
No, you used to fuck with this.
And but it's the first time
then
I really
graduated to Syrah.
To Syrah.
Okay.
Then graduated some real shit.
What's that?
Dark.
That's next door. It's clearly Henny next to it.
It's a distant neighbor.
Damn, and we're switching from cognac to vodka back. Oh, God. Oh, however we going to do it, vice versa. How are we going to play this, man? I think
I vote on we don't do
it. The youngest go first?
Youngest go first.
Which is you. So.
So, wait. We waiting on the
system. We taking a shot first.
I know. I'm just, you know, the order of service this evening.
Right.
So
wait.
Goes first.
So let's do this then until we get the other bottle. Let's just talk about our weeks and see, you know what I mean?
Oh. For sure.
Yeah, we can do that. And then once we get through that, then we can do the shots.
So who wants to go first?
You. Go ahead.
No. Well, you really want to know about my week?
No. I really don't care for it.
It's a sad and, you know, tragic situation. You know, DMX, man, may you rest in peace. My good brother, man, really enjoyed your music, man. It inspired me to, like, you know, work out and, you know, just in, like, honestly, anything, you know, I wanted to do negative in my life before you started talking about God and all that, man. It was get hype, get right music, man. And I enjoyed it. But it's funny how my story is going to correlate with DMX and what he loved doing with his life as far as dogs. This past week. going to work, right? So, delivering mail on this block, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to a dog bark. Now, it's dogs on the block, but the sound of the dog barking was like extremely close and vibrant to my fucking skin. Right?
Right.
So, I sits up there. I put this piece of mail on this lady's door. I go look to my left. This dog is about 10 yards the fuck away from me. A white, snow white pit bull in the middle of the fucking street.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and this fucking dog. So what I decided to do
what?
Was turn around and haul ass right to the fucking car that was right across the fucking street.
You jump on it?
I jumped on this fucking car. But as I did that, the motherfucker, like, he like, kind of, like, probably came about 3 yards towards me, but then, like, ran back, like, into his yard. Because this particular dog, I've seen it before. It's gotten out before, but it hasn't gotten out on the fuck me. So I'm sitting up here, and I'm, like I said, like, I'm used to the dogs barking. But I'm like, damn, that sound is a little too fucking close. And, like I said, once I spotted the dog, I jumped in the fucking car. And when I jumped in the car, the dog like darted back through. You know, it's like a it's a gaping hole between these two houses, like pretty much a vacant lot. Ran back, man. That block ain't get delivered that day. Like, I slowly walked off the fucking block. I ain't gonna That's run. Funny. I ran to that car and jumped on that fucking right. car. But when I got out the car, man, like
did anybody see you though?
No.
That he knows of.
Not that I know of.
It's going to be a long
car. You want to know what I did? You want to know what I did?
Get the big ass off my car.
I walked backwards off that fucking block is what I did and brought that fucking mail back. I wasn't bullshitting, man. Text my homie living on the block. Like, yo, you know what I mean? A couple people I fuck with, they get a lot of mail packages. You ain't getting no mail to fuck today. You know what I mean? 23-24 got that fucking pit loose. And the crazy part is, it's two of them. I only seen one of them, so I don't know where the other one was at.
For your motherfucking ass.
They just have like a backyard situation that's really not too secure because, like I said, it's probably like the third time a dog has actually gotten out. But it's like I've never been like surprised by it the way that I was this past week. Like normally, like, you know what I mean? Yo, mailman, that dog got loose again, but I would never see the fucking dog. I mean, I know it's back there when I walk by. So
they was giving you heads up and shit. They give you heads up and let you know.
Hell yeah.
They fuck with
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Right, right. So I have a question for you. Like, do you know why dogs fuck with mailmen?
From what I get from it, so a lot of dogs are like trained to protect their house. So like I think in their mind, when I'm slotting the mail through the door, it's an act on somebody trying to break in their house. That's what I get from it. I don't really get like a scent from it.
That's probably
like you know what I mean.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably like makes the most sense.
With me having dogs, that's really what it is.
Okay.
Because in Florida,
fuck
like,
with that mailbox.
Yeah, you come into somebody's house every single time. So every time my dog see the mailman, it's reminding him like this the nigga that come to my house all
right,
the time.
Right, right, right.
Oh, his dogs can't stand well. Or princess more.
Because even so, like it's with the in Florida, you know the trash people. They come to your house every single day and pick up the trash in front of your house.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the trash people. Like
facts.
He'll come to my house every single day, and the dog will snap him like, "Who the fuck are you trying to come in here?"
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, very much so. Now it's another dog, older lady. So she says she can always tell when I'm on the block because her dog starts barking. When I'm about like 10 houses away.
So
she already knows
you
that, but it's like when I'm little like Yorkie type dogs.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's the scent. Like I know dogs can really hear really, really well or what it is. Like 10 houses away, I don't know, Dries, you dog lover, I don't know really particulars on the dog. And you know, it's a small dog. Like she knows when I'm on the block because that dog goes the fuck nuts. Like crazy.
When I used to live with Daryl, I know when he get off the bus. Like Taz will run to the door. And
so it's the is it here?
I don't know if it's the smell or like hair or just no. But so, I know what Daryl getting off the bus because the dog used to run to the door.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
And the bus is not wasn't like necessarily close to the like the it was a long ass block.
Y'all was like in the middle of this shit.
Yeah, it was a long ass block before we got to the crib. So.
That's crazy.
Oh well.
What else happened? Oh, shit. My son turned 11 on April 8th. Shout out to Jojo. Oh, shit.
My son turned 11.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, nephew.
Right.
Birthday, Jojo.
Took him to, matter of fact, the spot you went to, Bolero, and I took him to go, oh, I found out how fast them damn go-karts was up Horsham this past, matter of fact, yesterday.
The, what you call them, John?
Oh, man.
What's it called?
The Speedway?
Speedway, yeah. Speedway.
Yo! Them damn go-karts. Listen, they sit up there, and they'll slow you down because if they'll, like, fast, yeah, if you're going too fast, because yeah, I was lapping the shit out of them. Like, I think my fast lap time was like, so the leader of the week, you know, they get a little printout at the end. His 19 seconds, you know, his fast lap. Mine was like 22 seconds, only because every time I decided to, like, speed around somebody, just slow me the fuck down. Like, I was moving. Man. I really had fun, and I enjoyed that. So shout out to him. Happy birthday to him. I do have something funny to talk about really, really quickly. It's about one of Josiah's teachers. I had my notes up here. Later. Hey, there fuck you, yeah, we gonna
turn
this
into,
shit.
Turn so, into the SPCA.
So today, right? Oh! So I'm trying to, you know, the kids are doing virtual learning, so I'm trying to tiptoe through my own damn house and keep it quiet. And but his teacher was like really, really loud. So his teacher told this one little girl, she said, you have to stop leaving class early because your zeros are piling the fuck up. I was like, she didn't say fuck, but your zeros are piling up. And to me, that was hilarious. Like, because a lot of these little kids, virtual learning, they parents don't really give a damn. So for her zeros to be piling up, like.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So leaving
how
early,
your
so
zeros
you cut,
piling up? Like, you just ain't doing shit.
How you cutting in elementary like, school?
Hey.
That boy in my class.
Well, yeah, you know better than us.
He doesn't turn the camera on. He doesn't respond. Like, at one point there, I was the only adult in the classroom he would respond to. He doesn't even respond to me anymore.
Is he receiving zeros?
Yes and no. You don't fail at this school. So.
Oh, all right. Well,
he's getting zeros from us, but he's going to go to the next grade. But he talks to like a counselor. He talks to a counselor. You know he tells the counselor? Yeah. I get really bored, so, you know, I just go play, like, 2K or Call of Duty or something like that.
Wow.
You know what her response is? Well, how about this? You only play 2K or Call of Duty some of the time. The fuck type of response?
Word.
I mean, obviously you got to cater to whatever their behavior is.
Come on.
So they just.
No, you got to pay attention to class. You're only here for 5 hours. If that.
Yeah.
So the mirror matches story, and another one, his reading teacher in particular, I know her voice. The other one was Miss Foster. But one of the students, she was like, yo, you have no room to sit up here and not have your notes out taking notes. You ain't been there all week. I was like, what the fuck? Like, damn, like as messed up of a position we are as like as humans during this pandemic, man, like it's rough, man, but damn, like sit up here and not be there all week and then for the other kid to receive zeros, like Where the parents at? Where the like aunts, uncles, brothers? Like nobody's sitting up here. That these kids are like suffering, man. It's sad, you know, through this pandemic, man. They really aren't doing too well with the virtual learning. That's why I put Josiah in hybrid learning. Well, he actually wasn't doing bad. I just was like, I know him. He needs to be present in front of a teacher and instructor, like physically. Like Josiah, he has his way with him, but like the hybrid, that's the best he can get. Like he ain't gonna keep doing virtual, like. Cause he'll take advantage. He won't not show up to class. He'll like disappear off the screen, you know, for probably about 5 minutes. You know, get a little phone call home, but he gonna be there. But you know, for my son in particular, he needs you know the hybrid learning. That's the best you gonna get. And my week was that pretty much summed up my week. I don't know if y'all want me to talk about drinking because that's a whole other story. Like, y'all want to like come back around to me or what? Well, like, when pass to the left?
Does anybody really need to go? Like that's the allotted time for talking about the week.
Right. Are we allowed to go?
I mean, I did have some I mean, things to drink this week.
I can go. You know, I mean, on Sunday.
I take a piss anyway.
Now you won't hear nobody else talk.
Right.
Oh, you're
selfish. That's selfish. I mean, I usually only drink on Friday, but this week I drank Sunday also. The Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire versus came on.
Absolutely.
Surprised the shit out of me how many songs I don't know. They got a lot of, they didn't stop at 20, which was right. Like, it was like, we've been here for a while.
Right.
And so I drank that day, but outside of that, it was just first week back after spring break.
Spilling shit on himself.
But his response to that.
Fuck me.
Fuck me, motherfucker.
Anything. All right.
Anybody else?
Well, yeah. Repeat what Dirt said. You know, we enjoyed the Earth, Wind, and Fire Isley Brothers verses. A lot of good songs, good vibes. Had a couple drinks that day. Probably a couple beers. Almost got into a altercation with my wife's uncle. But Dirty had my back. You know, he's ready to fuck old people up.
Well, Denzel.
First of all, I've never fucked up an old person. I don't like how that's the narrative. Like,
all right, never he wasn't old. He just was using the walker.
He was not. He was older than me.
Ed used the walker.
I'll fuck him up.
But yeah, Sunday was real eventful, and. Tuesday, I went over to Bottle King's crib and had a couple of drinks and smoked a couple of cigars with him, Dre, Ed, and Champagne. Ed.
Okay.
And
great and men's fellowship that week. Great, 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 great.
It was, yeah. It really was. Thanks for cutting me off again.
you're the worst fucking drop ever.
And Witchcom man showed up. Witchcom showed up late. Sha Fierce. Sha Fee.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, we had a good time though. We're just chilling, talking, drinking, smoking cigars. It was a good vibe. Other than that, it was a good week. Good week.
You put the,
what's crazy about that is he lives straight through the projects where I had my first, you know, drink at, and I first got drunk on Kimball Avenue. Used to run around all the time as like a kid and all that.
Thought that was going somewhere else.
No. I never even knew. Like, bro, you know what I thought of? Of course, I would never have been in that house because that's my cousin's neighborhood.
First time I had a threesome.
And like, didn't know like that driveway fits about 6-7 cars, and I never knew that like that house had that much fucking space. Like, I was just amazed. Oh, this where he lives at? Like, damn, we used to have rap battles in the projects, man. It was Wait, just like
stop. You rap.
You did
that. Oh, seriously.
No, not him.
No. We used to know. That was Dave Hood. So like, I'm like that's three, funny. Four, shit. 3 years younger, I think, than Vial's, and probably like 7-8 years younger than Javal. So
I can see
I was a little cousin hanging with my older cousins. Like, yeah.
We used to have rap
just running. We used to run through that neighborhood. It's just like, damn, like, this is where he lives at. Like, it was like, wow. But yeah. Had a damn good time, man. Stogies and liquor, and we was vibing back there. But go ahead, Tim.
Definitely was.
You don't know what a stogie is.
Huh? Stogies.
Are you serious right now?
You know what a stogie is?
Tim, how was your week? Just go.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, just
go.
This week? My week of school, I've been drinking fucking Truly's all week.
Oh, that's what I had a lot of on Sunday.
I had Truly, Black Cherry.
That shit is awesome.
Strawberry lemonade, original. What's the other one, Dirty?
Yeah, mango lemonade, mango. Black mango. Cherry lemonade, and lemonade.
For you got a case?
I bought a case.
I bought a case, too. I just fucked them up, but they really good.
Yeah, they are. I mean, well, the one I just had was good.
Yeah, truly.
Mango all that.
Mango all that.
So who put y'all on?
Shout out to...
He put me on.
Nah, what's the name put us on?
Trill Wine Wife.
Trill Wine Wife.
I'll tell you on the heart. This is your captain speaking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she used to talk about it. Truly, I need to get one.
Right. That's the first person I heard like was drinking them like that. I probably heard it before, but never knew what they were. But the way she talks about them is it is kind of like, whoa.
Fire.
Yeah. Like she fucking like swears by them and shit. But this is my first time I've had one today, and it was pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely to be a seltzer.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Yes, sir. Oh, my fault. I thought my man Drees was about to go. Oh. I'm sorry. But, yeah, my week was, you know, it's always same shit. Man, I work.
Same shit. Didn't you go to a wedding?
Yeah, that wasn't this week. That was last week. I came home Sunday.
Yeah, but you wasn't on the podcast, though.
Right. So you said my week. My week was this week. But if you're talking about last week, that's different. But last week, yeah, we left to go to the wedding Wednesday. Yeah, we left last Wednesday to go to the wedding. We left out of Philly. We usually leave out of BWI, but the flight was cheaper to leave from Philly. Yeah, so
find that spot over there. It's a restaurant over there. Selling banging ass crab pizza. I swear to God, that's the best pizza you ever have in your life.
But yeah, we all was at the airport at the same time. They was on a flight like maybe an hour. They left an hour before us, and we was on like another flight. But yeah, we got down there. It was beautiful. They got married on Saturday. Yeah, they got married on Saturday. It was fucking, everything was beautiful. It was my first destination wedding, so.
I can't wait for my next one.
Yeah. Well, my first one. Oh. How many divorces have you had?
Right, exactly, for my next one.
I can't wait for my first one in 3 months.
Idiot.
Yo, what day was you the drunkest?
Saturday.
The wedding?
Yeah. Because the drinks, like I was telling y'all last week, like they didn't, none of the drinks were good. None of them like had liquor in them like that. And then they was like trying to make it seem like Top Shelf was like 1800 in El Jimador, and I'm like, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tried, like, literally was trying to make me a drink, and he poured the Jimador. I'm like, oh, bro, what are you doing with that? He's like, oh, it's just VIP. And they go, no, it's not. It's not. I know what VIP is. That's not it. $9. Yeah, I'm like, you don't give me that shit. So that was one of those things where it was just like, I had to buy my own. I bought my own shit off of the resort and brought it back in. That's when I got fucked up on Saturday. I was fucking blitzed,
bro.
Like, oh, that
Herradura Ultra, yes. Anejo. Listen, she
wonderful,
all that.
Wonderful fucking.
Good joint is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
But like,
pretty this, damn good.
You know how we knew Reese was drunk? I didn't know where he texted the group. Man, I love y'all.
I was fucked up.
I can't wait for my wedding.
I was. Listen. I was drinking it all day. Like, I woke up and was like, all right, I'm getting fucked up today.
I ain't the only person that gets emotional when you start drinking.
What? I was at a wedding.
That's pretty
love.
Much everybody.
I don't get like that typically.
I don't get like that typically. I might get angry.
You get like that.
No, I don't.
Every time
I
you
talk
drink.
Facts and I talk straight full and I give you the real.
I get mad at what?
You ready?
That's funny. No. You a different story though. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Like it was more
mad every
so.
Every time you see that shot glass,
I was more so in that vibe though, because like I said, like that was probably right around the time that they, either they must. No, that was after that. So it was like they were doing. It was during the reception. They was dancing. They did a little fucking sparks went up and shit. I'm like, damn, this shit is fucking all that. Like the nighttime set in and shit. You know what I mean? It was what's up, but. I do. It ain't like I don't love my guys. I wish I could have been here, you know what I mean, and there at the same time. But shit don't work that way, so.
Hey, it's life. You can't make everything.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah.
Time management. Manage your time.
My thing was when you was out there and you said they ran out of fucking tequila. I'm like.
Yeah, huh? It was on some bullshit. I don't know if they was lying or not, but they literally never gave us no more that night, though.
That was definitely a lie.
Y'all fucked up.
But when you.
That shit, like, upset me, though. I felt like I was there. Like. Oh, they ran out of tequila.
Yeah, that shit did happen. I was hot.
Huh?
I'm going there drinking rum.
It's 11 o'clock. He like this. So, that's it? He like, I mean, you want a beer? I'm like, no, nigga, I want the tequila. Where's the tequila? Oh, we ran out.
That'd have made me
yo, that's like,
run out to
that's
the store
that's
and get
like,
some more in my
hold on. Hold on. So, my lifetime, right, and this is facts, I've been to KFCs that's ran out of biscuits. What? I've been to McDonald's that actually recently, 2-3 weeks ago, that has had that 20. No, Broad and Allegheny. The McDonald's at Broad and Allegheny ran out of fucking fries.
I went to Popeyes around the chicken.
I went to Taco Bell. They said, we ain't got no more beef.
Pause, but.
And you should have said, that's funny. No thanks anyway. But.
That's funny. That's funny, Drew.
Yeah, you set yourself up for that.
Cat, that was funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, that too.
But yeah, that was last week though. You know what I mean? Like we got back on Sunday. We were able like I forgot about the verses and shit because obviously flying and just
I
not
still
thinking
ain't
about
4 hours.
Shit.
I was like, damn, I had to break that shit up. I heard it was really, really good.
Yeah, my mom had texted me like, are you watching it? I'm like, shit, I almost forgot. And I tuned into the shit and that shit was all that though. Like I don't know why though, but people was hating on Steve Harvey like moderating the shit. I thought that shit was all that though.
He was talking too much. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool because like you know what I mean he's talking about his experience by listening to the music while coming up at that time. So it gives me insight. Like my dad used to do that to us, so that's why I was like, I have a better appreciation for that older type of music because I get that insight to it. You know what I mean? Like what you was doing, what you was feeling, and I bring that up to say like. I was talking to like John and Marquise and them a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to explain to them the way they consume music is different than the way we consume music. You know what I mean? Like when you bought an album, you sat with it and you live with that motherfucker for a good while.
Catch that.
Now you got
bus.
Too many options and shit.
FYE downtown.
Yeah, you don't have that same, like we buy music. They don't really buy music. You know what I mean? You're streaming it. So it's a different way you consume it.
We're just doing get rid of that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You move on too quick. So we live with that shit. So like you can really think back. Think, damn, I remember going to Circuit City, buying a fucking album, getting in the car, putting it in, and like listening to that shit.
Best
Tuesdays,
buy.
Every fucking Tuesday.
Tuesdays, yep.
Yeah, so yeah, it's different. You know what I mean?
Do anybody know why music was always like albums released on Tuesdays?
I think it gave them
something
with the charts.
Yeah, yeah, it gave them time to get a weekend. Yeah,
yeah.
It was something to do with the charts. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that was like, I thought that was cool the way he was moderating that shit and like just curating the whole thing and kind of making it personalized during the whole process. And I didn't know it was going to be that long though, because when that shit like kept going, I'm like, is this rerunning or what?
I can also tell you this, for the first 40 minutes, I'm like, man, why the fuck is Ron Osley not here? Yeah. Until they zoomed in, I'm like,
I didn't know that was him.
That's, he had a bear and everything.
Somebody else was saying, my brother, he was like, yo, who the fuck was that? They was like, I still don't believe it was him. I'm like, nah, that's him.
When you zoomed in, it was like, oh, shit, it really is.
Right, he's just on some old school pimp shit.
First 40 minutes, was like, I don't understand why Ron, I don't want to watch this now.
Right.
I don't want him at no cookout.
Right. For sure.
Hey, yo, all the females at the gig was talking about Ron Osley. Oh, my God, motherfucker. Like, yeah, you're like 24. Like, seriously, you don't know who the fuck this man is.
Oh, here, listen.
Yeah, they was all over him, though.
He get busy.
But I did hear, I didn't see it yet, but like some of the younger folks at the gig was like, they didn't appreciate how like Steve Harvey talked about like, y'all youngsters, I'm not quoting, y'all youngsters don't know shit about good music type of thing.
You know, he did say that a few times.
Like, what did he exactly say though?
I don't know the exact words.
He said something online, I was like,
I can paraphrase it, but it's true though. But that's why I said
that. About like heartfelt music for real, like.
They don't. Because like
positive,
what I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna say that this positive like 100%, but they disguised their music. It wasn't like I'm a fuck you and fuck your mom at the same time type of thing. They come out and say that shit today, whereas though, back then they disguised that shit. You be like, you learned like later on in life, like, oh wait, he was talking about fucking all of them. You be like, damn, I didn't know that as a kid. So today is different. It's unfiltered.
Temptations pop was a Rolling Stone. Is that positive?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not positive. You're talking about
that's
his dad fucking
one song
every
that
fucking
comes
body.
Immediately to my dome.
Wherever
he died.
Right, but he's talking about wherever his, like, literally he turned his collar down for nobody. So he's talking about wherever he laid the fuck down, he was fucking the woman, whoever she was. It could be a neighbor, friend, cousin. He didn't give a fuck. Yo. So.
Oh, Mississippi. Listen,
my pop, man, he was a four-times boy, Temptations, man. Like, he was.
But that's what I'm saying. Like we disguised.
Listen, I don't think nobody
popped.
Bear wasn't.
They disguised it.
Be honest.
Stop drop snitching.
Listen. But anyway, I don't know about as far as Hatley Holmes situation, but they was doing it.
Kind of what that was. I actually wound up getting Easter dinner though. Her mom went to the house. I think Saturday. Her and her sisters. They was there, so we was able to eat some food, some good food anyway. By the time we got home, so that was what's up. But yeah, that's the week. Like this week, like I said, it was nothing much. Same shit in the house all day. Y'all can tune in obviously to our TikToks. We got Dirty Mondays. I'm sorry. We got Sunday Service with Pootie, Dirty Mondays. What we calling you? Was it TikTok Drees Tuesdays? Yeah, TikTok Drees Tuesdays. Wet Your Whistle Wednesdays with the Captain. No Graham Reese Thursdays. I guess we call them Champagne A
Fridays.
I mean, whatever.
I wish we had a Saturday.
Right.
I wish we did, too.
It's supposed to be Slimy Saturdays, but, you know, we're waiting on that.
I wish I had Saturday.
Well, just switch
Saturday.
It up, then.
Take it up.
It's open.
TikTok Saturday.
It's definitely vacant.
By Juice.
Definitely vacant. If he's switching, I'm switching.
But, yeah.
I mean, we can have a Tim Slime Tuesday.
Slimy Saturday sounds
bad. We just ain't getting
to
put a
sound
video
of it, but he don't want to put the work in.
Because I'd be at work.
What'd you do it at work?
Well,
what?
Everyone you can... No. Wait, because you told me about how we can... He got a shitload of...
Don't give up the secrets.
Yeah, I ain't going to give it. That's why I said I was like...
So,
like this
you was definitely about to give up the secrets.
Fuck you, I
you
was.
You want to tell you real quick? No, you good? All right, so listen. We've already 35 minutes in, so let's do this.
Yeah,
come on,
let's
shot
get
clock.
It, fellas.
Let's do this.
I'll get my boy.
Shout out to X.
I don't know.
Man, may you rest in peace. Also, Ave, 2 years ago, he was in a major car accident, but he's still here. So, celebration. Keep counting.
Happy birthday, JoJo.
Happy birthday, Joe.
It's
birthday
like, nothing. Man, it's like a mixed bag of fucking celebrations. Yeah, it's like, damn, like celebrating life.
Fucking champ.
The fuck is that? Shit all flying in my mouth.
Get out of this country ass.
The funniest thing. That's the funniest vibe ever.
Ever.
That was
funny. Get the fuck
shit
out of this country town.
That fucking bug, nigga, bug, he had it.
What the fuck was that?
That's the he was shit over that shit at that point. That was it.
Oh, that's a
that was the breaking
classic
point.
But
so yeah, what?
Fuck it. I guess I am cutting you off.
You are.
Yo, man, how many of y'all excited about Tennessee, man?
Of course, we all are.
About our first official business trip, man.
All of us are.
Hey,
if you're not, then you ain't coming. Yo. Fuck you, me.
Listen, I'm.
Well, that's a good response.
Well,
don't pack your shit.
Right.
For those of you in the Tennessee area, Philadelphia's own Unprivileged Drinkers will be in Tennessee the weekend of the 24th, I believe.
Well, we leave on the 24th.
It'll be the weekend of the 24th.
You're correct. Right. Yeah, he said weekend, I believe, right?
So yeah, he like getting cut off as a motherfucker. Damn.
Oh, really?
Y'all have me rethink, like, what day am I really leaving, like, but.
20 what?
Weekend. All right. Well,
all right.
But we get down on the
22nd, though. We'll be in Tennessee that weekend, yo. Listen.
Is Friday technically the weekend?
Nope.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's the weekday. A weekend is Saturday and Sunday.
It's the weekend to get it. End.
Yeah, weekends end. Are. Like Friday, it starts it in a sense, but that's not because
all the partying and drinking and bullshit.
Yeah, that's not your weekend. I mean, listen, if everybody could be Champagne Dave, we would all do the same.
Hey,
you know
it works
what I mean?
Out well.
We can't do that though. Everybody else here got to get up and go to work.
Well, most days.
I mean, well, yeah, most days. Right. I get up. I still get up. Even if I don't go to work, I still get up. I got to cook breakfast, take care of me, I do something. I don't lay in the bed all day, so I do something. And do beat what? Your dick.
Wow. Wow. That was funny. Button.
So that's work.
That's funny, Dre.
Yeah.
Button.
Hey, Cap, hand to hand combat.
That's the only way he get off on the right foot.
Yo. Hold on, don't that left hand feel different? That left hand feel different, right?
Yo,
it's
shot
a different stroke.
Ryan. Hey, Tim, that's his real 1v1 me.
Hey, yo.
Grind time.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad we can do this, man. Like, listen, that accident
was fucked
up.
We are all here, man. We are enjoying each other, man. We glad to be back. Full effect, man. The whole gang, the whole team is here,
absolutely,
man. We having a damn good time,
dude. That's some
man
funny shit.
Oh,
God
my
damn
goodness.
Woo.
Damn.
Sticky. So, listen, we've been talking for about 40 minutes. So, the episode is about, right,
damn,
the episode is about what Tim and Pootie had, or when they first got drunk off. So, we've been sticking with the
continuation
theme.
Continuation of the third week, right here.
Sticking with the theme. I'd rather y'all talk about this shit, because I really am dreading this moment. I have to go back home tonight. But
we ain't drinking a lot of this shit.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I got some cocktails I'm looking forward to if y'all want the Hennessy bottle.
But
No. That's mine.
So I'm gonna let you I'm gonna let you go first since you're the young gun of the team.
I don't mind it. It's just,
tell us what we drinking today, Slime.
For on my my experience of first time drinking, tell us, I am, bitch.
slow down.
Listen, this shit, it's been 7 years since I had this shit. It's Amsterdam Rearberry. That's a lot.
That's way too much. Don't pour mine.
Well, listen, but
Yo, Drees, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you okay?
That's heavy hands for real.
Oh, bro, let me enjoy this weekend. But yeah,
off
Amsterdam.
This
weekend? He said, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm pouring my own.
But for the Rearberry Amsterdam, I had this my 21st birthday. I'm 28 now. This is 7 years ago. This is the last time I had this shit.
So wait, you was 21 the last time you had this? Literally
21. Yes, no bullshit.
Let's be soldiers.
The last time. Dude,
is this the story when y'all went to
Piccadilly, the strip club?
Okay,
yes,
okay, I'm excited.
Piccadilly, man.
Piccadilly.
He is upset.
Is it quesadilla or quesadilla?
Peek-a-dookie.
You're giving up tape.
Ready for the story now. You ready?
Oh, I can't wait to listen to this.
No,
I haven't heard it in a while.
Waited for that one. But we
you
actually
shout him out?
I'm going to shout him out.
Smells good, though. It honestly smells good. I ain't going to lie.
But,
go ahead.
It started off, did I work that day? I think I worked. I was all around the corner at y'all mom's house, sitting on the sitting down, chilling. I think he was playing music and drinking. I think I bought this myself. Mm. It was hot back then. Mm. She was on sale for $10. Shit was fire back then.
Right in the front. Right in the front.
Soon as you walk, and it said the new joint. I think it was the one of the first ones.
Right.
Say new Redberry. Like I said, I was in outside dicking this joint by myself. I think y'all was still drinking E&J then.
Probably.
Yeah, still drinking E&J. Sounds about right. So goddamn, all right, y'all drinking E&J. I remember I never
was
the
one with
fan.
The brown shit, yeah.
So when I was drinking this, I drunk this shit by myself. I remember finishing this whole bottle on a fucking step. We outside having fun. Damn. Ed came to me. He said, yo, I got somewhere to take you. Mm. It's my 21st birthday. I don't give a fuck. I got an ID now. I can get it anywhere.
He said, an ID.
It don't matter. He said, bet I got you. It was me, Ed, 2-3 Dries, Bart, my boy Bart, Shiz, and Shafi, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we was deep as shit. So we went to a place called, what's it called, Captain?
Piccadilly.
Piccadilly. Little hole-in-the-wall strip club.
Absolutely. Yo, that joint, listen.
That shit been standing for a long time.
Listen, like, when I deliver mail there, right, they won't let you, like, when I actually go inside, it'd be a dude, like, sitting there at, like, of course you go right, it's a little hallway. Dude sitting in a chair, like, I seen a little bit of cheeks, like, besides my professional, like, back in the day, yeah, that's just fucked up, man. I don't desire to see the women in there, like, even when I'm working, because it's a hole in the wall. Like, it is what it is.
What time of day you get there?
Like, now, yeah, so, like, between, like.
They start dancing.
Yeah, yo, no, them dudes be out there, right? Dog, like, early, like. And this time between 12 and 3, I'll go there, like, to do, like, because that's not my route. Like, I do my overtime over there sometimes. Like, that's, there's people there. Like,
I've seen people waiting in line.
When, recently?
Well, I didn't ever see that when I was working.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was with Abe.
But, like, dudes be out there. They
Well, y'all went?
Yo, we rolled by. Trucks?
We rolled by.
Then they were time it open.
That very much sound like y'all was in the building.
I fucked up.
I was with Abe.
Like, I don't know if it's they pimps or whatever, but, like, dudes put in the caddy trucks, like, Bentleys and all types of shit, like, early in the day.
So if you drive a caddy, you a pimp?
Absolutely.
Psych.
Yeah, like, I mean, oh, hey, yeah. Fucking man, it's still a fly ride, man.
He's just trying to boost his, you know what I mean? He's getting there. Let him live. Don't shut him down yet.
But,
I tried to help. I tried to help him.
You're a good friend.
But no, but
yeah, right, I used to be his uncle.
That's funny.
We definitely need gunshots. Cause shit just got real.
Yo, can you please?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim. You're right. Come on. Finish your story.
He never going to take that bald guy shit away now.
Right. Go ahead.
Back to the story. It was I think we went there. Was it early or late? Probably like 11.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember this story, but I thought it was early.
And the crazy thing is, I remember when I think I rode with Dries or Bart. I got out the car and I walked in there. I don't remember what happened inside.
Uh-huh.
I just know I remember when I left out, I got a car. I think I got in Dries' car. I think this is when Dries just got the charger.
He threw up.
Hey, yo, watch my wheels. I said, fuck your wheels, bitch. And that's the only thing I ever remember. They said I came out my hoodie and my shirt. I don't remember none of this shit.
Absolutely.
But we get but the funniest part of the story is fucking Bart. We gets in the car.
What's that smell?
And he gets in the car. He's like, yo, y'all smell that? We always said was, no, y'all smell like shit. Check y'all shoes. I'm already drunk. I'm not putting my feet out, nothing. And he happened to get out. Remember, so I think Dries pulled up on the side of us. Mm-hmm. So he got the headlights on him. And all he did was look down. He's trying to wipe the shit off. He slipped it. He said, oh, I know this bitch did.
Shit
her on his shirt. Motherfucker took his shirt off. I ain't never seen shit stains on your chest to your belly button. That's the funniest shit. He had a black tee. No, he had a fucking black tee.
Oh. I thought it was white.
No, the bar had a black tee and it had shit stains from the top
that
of his
shit
chest.
That shit has strength.
Bro, that bitch ain't wipe her ass.
Oh,
she shitted with that G straight going. Yeah, yep. Right
dog,
back.
Listen, yeah. That was fucking hilarious.
She took a shit.
But
right
how you gonna smell it when you get in the dance? How you gonna smell it?
He was excited. He was excited.
He a little horny.
He bypassed that. So you know he normally does.
I remember that shit. Either somebody took a picture or I seen it in person. Because I'm like, Well, what the fuck is this on there? Y'all niggas was in stitches.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
He might be used to dealing with funk boxes, man. Like, that shit don't bother me.
Damn, why are you trying to crucify the man? Damn.
You just go like,
you know what?
Now your fingers work. Now your fingers work.
Yeah, bitch. Is he coming to Tennessee?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, all right, but I don't. This has nothing to do with like the drinking part. You said, now I have an ID. I can get in anywhere. Did you not have an ID before your 21st birthday?
He wasn't driving before you was 21.
I'm saying like drinking and
okay.
Saying,
so,
like,
so okay.
So was you driving before ID you was 21?
Yes.
You were? Okay. Because mm-hmm. I was about to say, I ain't gonna front. I was one of them motherfuckers. When I turned 16, I was at the DMV. Yeah, I need my license.
So was I.
Yeah, I didn't play about that shit.
Motherfuckers.
I made my mom go with me.
Dries used to take me to school, high school.
Yeah?
We were in high school together. He used to get the car. His mom not working this day. Oh, I'll take it.
I'm leaving early anyway.
I'm not gonna hold you. Like, driving while in high school is different.
You bull.
Oh, yeah.
You bull.
I had moments.
Banging that Carter 2.
That was my
Carter 2.
Carter 2.
See, the cool thing with us was.
No, Carter 3.
We was banging the shit that the niggas we went to school with. So we banging Chris and Nee Freeway and all these niggas at the time. So it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We had great fucking times.
This was definitely bull when we used to pull up and I'm with him. I'm already knowing a little brother. Oh, you got it with him? I just get out.
Tim, get in the back. Got to pick up a girl today.
Yes, that's how it used to be. Yep.
The boy, I don't fuck with him no more, but my man Donnie, this nigga, like he was living with his guardian. I don't know who the fuck she
Angel.
Was. But yeah, whatever you want to call it. But real shit though, she would rent this nigga whatever he wanted. So when I'm talking about, we pull up in this motherfucking joint with Mustangs, F-150s, Maximas, you name it, we had that shit. Yeah. So every day or something different. Yo, who the fuck is these niggas? Yeah, yo, get in the back, bitch. We go, we pulled up right in front of John Mustang, drop the top. Yo, bitch, get in the back. Yo, who the fuck is these niggas? Before you even knew who it was, we was out. Like, no bullshit. Oh, my God. We
I've been around with y'all.
I swear to God, yo. She'd have vouched for that shit, man. We used to do some crazy shit. Like, let outs at Gratz was like a fucking party, yo. Yeah. Oh, man, it should be amazing. Should be fucking fun. But back to the drink.
Back to this fucking red berry.
Y'all ready to do the shot?
Been a long 7 years. I ain't going back.
I'm scared.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
I don't remember what it tastes like.
I got so much. Look at this.
God damn.
I don't know why I did it, but.
You know why.
Was your week that bad?
No, he poured with his right hand.
Yeah, you got to exercise that motherfucker out a little more.
Oh, really?
All right.
Oh, really?
Let's get it.
Drink
shot of the club.
Drink Unprivileged, baby.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Absolutely.
You are an asshole.
That's never. You just drunk that whole fucking thing? I don't know what's going on at home, but we're going to talk after this.
You really taste a lot of alcohol in there, but it wasn't that bad.
Oh, my God.
To me, it's that bad. I don't know what the fuck y'all tasting.
That
it's that bad to me.
That is fucking disgusting. Yo.
I don't give a fuck.
It's just still
that. He trying to get that. Oh, yeah. We love Amsterdam. Y'all must not know.
He read it. He read it.
Fuck you.
He read it before.
Yeah. I knew it was.
He can't read.
Amsterdam paid Gillian a lot of money.
That's
so
funny.
Like, honestly, we love Amsterdam. Give you a true, honest, like, it doesn't. It's
I'm
not
sorry.
A lot of bite to it.
It's more the after effect for Amsterdam.
It must be
the next day you wake up.
It's giving me plenty of headaches.
Oh, definitely
like,
headache.
It's giving me plenty of headaches.
Unprivileged drink is definitely called anything Amsterdam headache.
Yeah,
that's what we refer Amsterdam.
First initial the headache like, or the taste. Damn.
So let's do this then, because we can edit this shit. Obviously, are we going to be truthful in what we said about this, or are we going to be lying about this? Because I don't know what we're doing.
Truthful.
Here.
I'm truthful.
I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm giving it every bit of a two, and I mean that shit.
Dang yo.
Yes, absolutely.
Damn.
Absolutely. And I don't have to revisit it. Nothing that you put with it. Nothing you mix with
it. Was like dress.
I don't like it. It's a two. Period.
To me, it still tastes like a, what is it called? It tastes like watered down, what is it called, Eve? Fucking cough syrup.
I don't like that shit.
Robitussin. That's like, yeah. It's like watered down
Robitussin. We definitely going to have to talk. What the fuck are you doing? You just pour some more?
I never really, like I said. It's been a long time. I ain't really take it. He took two.
You just had like a fucking quarter of a cup. How the fuck you didn't taste that?
Oh, he likes it. There's something wrong with it.
You like this? I got like four bottles home.
Man, give me an honest opinion. Like
that's what I'm saying. Give me an honest opinion. Please do.
You want to go?
You might as well. Shit.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Said, yeah.
Tell us.
What you think? I give it a 6.5.
Jeez.
Damn.
Damn.
That's probably the highest that's going to get from all of us.
I don't know. Mind drinking it, honestly.
I don't know. I feel like he might be on his side, though, with this shit.
Look at his face.
Yeah, yeah, he might be on his side. This nigga want to drink 211, so he definitely, this is nothing to him.
Yeah, you make it crazy.
Yeah, this is nothing to him.
Amsterdam, what? They got to drink 211s.
You want 211?
Hey, Daryl. Dirty. Hey, Joe Rogan.
Here's my favorite for me, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, this is getting hot for, I know, hours.
So you say, what you say again? Say it again. I need you to say it again.
No, because you said 6.5 is recommendable, so I take it to 6. I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't, for me, I don't mind drinking it. But for I'm getting somebody, drinking I don't. It.
So you would keep this in the crib?
Would I keep it in the crib?
Absolutely.
No, but like, so, what Dink said last week, he said, if I forgot
around,
what it was.
If it's around,
I would
drink
it. Yeah.
Right now, I did just listen to the episode on the way here, but.
I ain't touching this shit.
You're trying to
I
tell me.
I want to go to the store and be like, Redberry Amsterdam. I'm buying this.
But no, so what you're saying is if it's nothing else around, you're drinking it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I want mine, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely. I'd be sober. I'm good.
Like, I want to go out my way to find something else. I'll just drink that.
If we ain't no stores closed, 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm drinking this shit.
What you about to do at 3 o'clock in the morning? You about to try to give us some Amsterdam, dick?
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, at the end of the day, I'm going back to sleep with it. I don't need to drink this shit. I'm going back to sleep.
I mean, I get exactly what you're saying because if it's the only thing around, I will definitely drink it. I'm not going to recommend it.
Is that alcoholism?
Drinking is not that important.
That's what I'm saying. Is that alcoholism? Because if you're saying that's the only thing around, why do you, at 3 o'clock in the morning with his scenario,
is it really
why do we have to drink it?
Is it going to kill
but
you?
But other things
it?
I wanted, drinking was around.
We don't want
it.
But you
said what? It's the only bottle left. Is it going to kill you to drink it?
Hold up.
Like, come on, man. Like, seriously, let's go.
So what wouldn't you drink?
Rand Nephew.
If it was around, I'm Jameson.
Shit. I would drink that over.
Try harder.
Put your high five.
I wouldn't drink Jameson.
But what were we talking about? Just Jameson, like sipping it or just shotting it?
I'm just saying drinking.
Period.
If it was around, like my mom don't be having like top shelf shit. She have like, basic
middle
shit.
Shelf.
Yeah.
Middle shelf.
And I go to her house and drink like some regular shit. If this is in there, I would probably drink it.
Out of all the shit she got though, because your mom don't be having like nothing bullshit though. She don't be having like this. This is bullshit to me.
If I'm on vodka that day, I would drink it.
Okay. You?
That's not a thing. Like I said, I definitely agree with Dries, 23 Dries said, because if it's the last, I like the way he described it, because if it's the last thing that's there, I'm going to, like, if I'm going to drink it. Like, I'm not going to recommend it, but I will drink it. It's not like fucking killing me. Oh, I'm all whacked out of my fucking mind.
What is that?
Like,
I want to know.
The smell on the nose, it smelled great.
So.
Wait,
you said this smelled great?
Smell like a fucking, what it is, red berry.
So I have a question. I'm not judging. I'm just asking a question.
But I have a question for you. Like,
I'm just asking a question.
Is drinking that necessary in those situations then?
I don't think any drink is necessary.
It is, though. You're saying, like,
but that's what you're saying.
I don't think it's necessary.
You're absolutely saying
that.
If
you want to drink,
Dre's saying it like that. Dre, like, 3 in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's that necessary, but it's the only fucking bottle there.
But you don't have to drink.
If you want to drink, and it's a fucking party of New Amsterdam Redberry, the fuck?
Well, who the fuck are you hanging with? Right, exactly. What are you hanging with?
Honestly,
why would you want to hang with the motherfucker that created this shit?
I don't.
Who's behind this?
Shit, motherfucker got more money than five times.
Jillian Wallo. Barstool Sports.
Definitely Barstool Sports.
And we're trying to reach the height of, why do you think
that's more important than your liver, though? Being rich is more important than your liver?
So I guarantee you the person that created this liquid.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it.
But I guarantee.
He don't drink it.
But that's fine.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't drink it.
But they know about alcohol.
They don't drink it, though. That's the point.
But they know about alcohol. Now,
I know about basketball, but I'm ass.
Wait. Let's stay in the moment right here.
I know about DJing, but he ass.
are we successful? Do we have our own liquor?
Wait, though.
No.
I want to stay in this moment, though.
Yeah, go ahead. Do we have our own liquor?
I'm going to let you talk.
Do we create our own liquor?
Wait, you done?
No.
Huh?
You done?
No, I'm not done.
Keep going.
So what you want to go to, like, so that everybody, like, The Rock, has, does he really, like, take a fucking stand and, like, create the nuances and all that shit of creating? No, he, it's just the fucking name, to be honest. Chad Ochocinco and whoever else, the rest of these motherfuckers is, like, the stars and the pop stars. But, you, I mean, if you want, what you want to go to, the name of it?
It's not about the name. My point is, if it was the last thing in their house, they're not drinking it.
That's how do you point. Know that? Do you know that?
You just agree with me. You just agree with but me. But do now you know they're not I drinking not. It.
You don't know that.
You just agree with me.
But you don't know that. You don't know that.
Why did you just agree and now you're disagreeing because you're losing, you really, this, you're losing, right?
No, you don't know that they don't drink it.
Did you? Oh, wait. Did anybody else hear him say this same thing? That he said they don't. They probably don't, right? Yeah, so now you're disagreeing.
Probably.
It doesn't matter. You're still agreeing with what I said.
Probably. I'm probably
what are you
not
going
to sit up here. And if take it's shit the tonight, last but it's a good chance I will. Okay. Because I've taken about 2-3.
All right. I'm moving on.
All right. Oh, yeah. Move on.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dirty. Go
ahead. Like, all right. So I didn't.
Go ahead, Dirty.
I didn't give my number. First of
all. All we need is a number. All we need is a number. All we need is a number.
I would give it a 5.5.
Okay.
I think you said you agree with him, man. But
like 5.5?
Right. 6. No. 6.
Oh, my God.
6. Because y'all keep changing. 6. All right,
let's
go.
We said 6.5
is the recommendable because that's like a 65.
See, it changed again.
No. 60 is a 60. We said 65
is a 60. We solidified it. That's how you say it. Solidified.
I didn't put up stamp. Okay.
He did because he's brought it up to the point where I said, I never knew. I thought we were saying 5. He said, think about it in the sense of if you got a 65 out of 100, that's a D, right? Of course. 60 is an F. It makes perfect sense. Right. D is passing. Okay. Right.
No.
A D is passing.
Yeah, you can pass with a D.
All right, carry on.
D is passing.
You're right.
So where you at? 6?
Yeah, 6, motherfucker.
Dirty.
So you got an F. But if it's the last thing, he's still drinking it.
All right, 65 then.
All right, see? Now you, that's recommendable.
All right, next. Go ahead, Dirty.
Go ahead, Dirty.
Are you done? Like, all right, cool.
He had 45,000 feet going 1,000 miles an hour.
Listen.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
No, don't tell me.
Dirty,
no.
You tell us, Dirty. You tell us.
Me the mic.
Yo, go ahead, Dirty.
You my mic. Pause.
Thanks.
My mic ain't going to be muted to the day I reach the mic.
Go ahead, Dirty, yo.
I love y'all. Go ahead, Dirty.
I'm going to say.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to. You ain't talking fast enough, my brother.
I don't talk fast though. God damn.
Come on.
You're not talking fast enough.
Oh, Cap is a dickhead.
I'm going to say 3.5 or 4.
Damn. Absolutely. Well, shit, 4 is good. I'm somewhat.
I'm not fucking with you.
You're not drinking even if it's the last thing there.
If it's the last thing there, I'll drink water.
You're quitting.
Wait. 4.5. Kind of saying you would drink it. If
he peer pressured enough.
Right. That's what the 4.5 is.
If you peer pressured enough.
4.5 is.
I said 3.54 though. I didn't say 4.5.
That's still close.
So
you need to give it a 0 just to kind of like just.
A 2 is like.
Two not close then? Because that's close to 3.
2 is absolutely not close.
It's close to 3.
2 is not.
And 3 is close to 4.
2 is what I'm. So
4
what
is damn near 5.
I'll give the fuck up. Yo. I have a good description with mine. 2 is. It's not the worst thing that I have, but I'm definitely not saying shit. I want to drink it.
It makes sense.
So what is 3.5? It's not the worst thing I've had, but I'm definitely not drinking it.
3.5 is like you could be teetered towards 4 and 5.
So we need to come out with a description of unprivileged drinking.
3.5 and 4 is this. So I'm going to give it a 4. Not to cut you off, but I'm going to give it a 4 because with a 3.5 and a 4 is you a bitch. You ain't going to drink it. You acting like a fucking nut. Go ahead. Drink.
Boom.
And you going to drink it.
But I feel like. If anybody say anything like that to you with any liquor,
you're going to drink it.
But that's why I said I'm giving it a 4.
But if you can get, but if somebody, if you give something to one and they say you a bitch, you're not going to drink it, you're going to drink it.
No, that's not true.
No, listen. I got that back in the day.
No.
He said he would never drink Jameson no matter what.
I'm not drinking Jameson.
No matter what. If we had on podcast, he would.
If it was for the podcast, not like
Jameson tells
no, for the reaction. No. Yeah, for the reaction, and if it was on like the spin wheel joint, and we did it for that. Right. That's right, different. Right.
So, that's not a choice to right. say give it to me.
Now, I've been peer pressure.
Last week, we drunk T-Pain for
in
for,
honor of CP, right?
For 40 cal. Bow. I'm not drinking that shit because I just want to drink it. I'm drinking it on for my man.
He went already. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, everybody gave their joints. Dries gave it the highest. Him and Dre did.
Yes, sir.
Captain, I didn't go.
I'm sorry.
Slime.
I thought you went first.
No, I didn't go.
He can't win his turn.
Damn, I apologize, bro. I swore you went first, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Two. I still hate this shit.
I just asked
him. Yo, you fucking shit. Two.
Are you solid, you two. Hate it for that day or after that? You just hate it. Like I said, no bullshit. This is the first time I had it since I was.
But you grew up from that point on, though, because literally, I don't think I saw you with anything like this after that.
No,
I saw you with Ciroc, and then now obviously Henny and shit like that. I've never seen you with this bottle ever again. Because I was out there with y'all when y'all was drinking. Yeah. I remember y'all saying y'all was going to go out, but.
Yeah. That was the last time I had it, and like I said,
word.
I guess I was 20 and 21 then. I can handle.
Right,
this shit is nasty.
Because what's funny about this boy? Remember all the times I would try to get this nigga to drink before he was 21. It was an absolute no. Peer pressure don't mean shit to me, bro.
Yeah,
I don't fold the peer pressure. I'm like, God damn. The first thing he go get is fucking Amsterdam.
That's weird, ain't it?
Right.
Well, y'all was giving me ENJ XL.
We was trying. He was like, man, that dark shit. I'm out with that shit. Now he can't get off of Henny.
Yeah, he can't get off of Henny.
So what are we doing? We going to do our shot, Will?
Shot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shot, Will.
Let's do this. We doing shot, I got a Will. Dollar.
I just poured some Pepsi in this shit. It does not make it taste any better.
You got to put your finger in it.
Well, now.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
I'm sure someone at this table knows about Stinky Panky.
make sure it's wet.
Hey, 2D Drees, I'm down for.
Make some throw up off
it. Shot, Will.
Shot, Will.
Then shot o'clock.
Shot Woods and shot o'clock. Okay, damn. I like that.
All right.
Oh, well.
Whoever quit.
That's a fucking loot.
We spinning. We spinning right now.
We spinning.
We got a dollar on Tim.
Shot first.
Shot first?
Shot first. You're going to see what they drinking.
All right.
But you still got your dollar on Tim, though.
I got my dollar on Tim.
I got Cap.
Trees.
Oh, it's going to be
Drake. Ooh, 99 bananas.
It's going to be Drake.
It's on Cap.
It's on Dirt.
It's on Dirt.
I guarantee it's Drake.
Now, you tell me.
You guessed it right twice already.
Remember you talking about the one at Jameson? How you describe it, like it'll make you leave the episode, that is one of the worst things I have ever had in my life.
What's on? Dirty.
Told you. I said dirt.
I got a dollar for you.
That shit.
Dang it, that shit worked.
See, let me put that shit in fucking old English and 211.
Yeah, that shit is nasty.
Shot one.
Get it dirt. Let's get it dirt. Yeah.
Join up.
Yeah.
Rayberry Amsterdam or 99 bananas.
Yo, get Jameson's my 99 bananas. I forgot all about that bullshit.
Fuck that.
You don't like that? Like that?
Bananas is the worst.
You ever had like Bacardi banana?
Horrible. I don't even like bananas.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yo, so Rayberry or the 99 bananas?
Ooh, that's a good question. Easy. I like that.
Damn.
I'm going to AA.
Oh, okay, now,
honestly, which one would you choose out of them two?
If you had to, somebody put the trigger to your head. What you got? Boom.
He said death.
Oh, well, yeah. Kill me.
Hey, DMX said, if you're going to pull it, if you're going to pull it.
I understand. That's it. Me, I'm definitely going to say, and I haven't had 99 bananas in a long time. I'm definitely taking that.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't like banana flavor shit is the worst thing in the world.
It is, but I don't have that much.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Candy, liquor.
No.
All that I eat is regular bananas. Pause.
Oh, really?
Rolled from the dirt. The dirt.
What I'm going to say is,
what?
All banana flavored shit is not nasty, surprisingly.
Now layers, horrible.
Yeah. I fucking hate banana now layers.
I'm not talking about now
layers. I threw them motherfuckers out.
I'm not talking about now layers. I'm talking about.
You fucked somebody's window up.
So, whenever, like, we make a liquor run, we get the little nip joints.
Yeah. Little airplane joints.
Yes. We had, what is it, Ellington Reserve?
Ellington Reserve.
The beer guy's here.
Chill.
Yo, we had Ellison Reserve, and it was banana flavor.
Ooh.
No, the shit is good. Me and Ed like that shit. That shit was all right, man.
Really? I haven't had
banana flavor?
They both
give us Raven.
The little this is one
that
Jones.
I had.
It's Little Nip Jones.
I think I had the. Well, not that you, particular flavor.
But yeah, you
I had
okay,
the caramel
had the,
one and yep. all that other
stuff. I don't remember them.
Dumb
I
shit.
It's like a little box I had. It was like multiple ones in there.
Okay. Them shits was good. Me and Ed fucked them Jones up.
I would have to.
Yeah. I had it twice. Ugh. He had it that one time.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want that. I want some, but I don't want
that. I'll wait till Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, hold off on the beer. Like, even last week, you know what's surprising? Like, I probably only had, like, two beers.
Oh, I'm fucking red stripes up in Jamaica.
And the only reason why I had them, fucking Bonesy. Fuck. You know, he don't drink liquor. So he don't drink liquor at all. He just drink beer. So it's just like, Yeah, he stopped drinking liquor a long time ago after he had his JV moment.
Oh, man.
Junior varsity?
If that's what you want to call it.
Why y'all say the same thing?
Because.
But I'm glad y'all both was on the same page with me.
If you were down there, hey, you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. And listen, yo, it's so funny, though, because we down there, right, and they were just getting there that day. I think they got there on Thursday. So we on the beach. This nigga Rob like, this nigga JV on the way. So Rob leave. He said, I guarantee when this nigga, so Bonesy came and Rob went by the bar, so he ain't see him when he came in. He said, I guarantee this nigga gonna call me JV. I said, you definitely right. I should bet on this shit because he come back, motherfucking JV. JV in the fucking building. That big head motherfucker, yo. Yo, they let this nigga drive the boat, yo. Real shit down there. I'm like,
they let wait.
He's driving the boat.
I know how to do that.
I hate the new terminology because right. I'm thinking the same way you thinking. I swear to God. Well,
that's what you do.
I hate it. Our minds are so fucked up.
That's a conversation though, because where it start from? Kodak was talking about really driving the boat though.
Was he?
Yes.
He literally was on a boat with a life jacket when he said
he's
that.
He's like, I want to drive the boat. And he was just sitting there with that dumb ass life jacket.
And I think TikTok took it over.
No, Megan took that shit over and started saying drive
Meg
the boat.
Took
that
honestly, over, yo.
That's
why he said that. Like, he wasn't throwing shots, but he was like, yo, I need my credit forever. Like, I start trends and y'all take that shit and run with it.
Yeah, I could have been, let me drive the boat. I want to drive the boat.
You never seen the original one?
He's sitting there.
He's literally on a boat with a life jacket.
He like this. I want to drive the boat.
No, I have seen that.
Life jacket on.
You like this? What's wrong with this thing?
Yeah. Like a little ass, boat.
Cocaine that was drugs.
I really hate the shit that goes on there because I had the same mindset you had when he said he wants to drive the boat.
But it's funny because I said that to say, like he did. He was driving the motherfuckers cool. They let Omar get on the motherfucker. Everybody went to the left and shit.
He can't drive.
Like, yo, get off the motherfucker.
He can't drive or seat.
Right. Get him off the motherfucking joint ASAP. But yeah, it's just funny, man. Like, it's just funny shit that be happening when
you don't have. Well, are we getting into the dirty fact anytime soon?
Absolutely.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dirty facts.
Dirty.
I like the buildup.
Dirty.
Amsterdam.
Damn.
Was not originally a vodka company. It was. Now, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but.
Fuck him. Learn us.
it was a gin company first. But what? Something else about.
Like a gym?
Gin.
Gin.
Gin came out first. Vodka they came out and gin. It took the they fuck do. Off. But that was first, though.
They do.
Okay.
Vodka came out and took off. But something else I learned about it, the Pink Whitney.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They have a. Barstool Sports has something to do with Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Things like might be part ownership or something like that. Right. So they have a podcast, Barstool Sports, called Spitting Chicklets or Chicklet Spitting. With hockey players. So Chicklets are the teeth, and, you know, if you get the reference, you get it.
Right.
One of the guys on their name is Ryan Whitney. He's a former hockey player, and his favorite drink was pink lemonade and Amsterdam vodka.
Okay.
So they made
him
a drink.
His own joint.
In less than a year, beyond number one seller, I feel like if I read that correctly, no Amsterdam has sold more than that. Yeah. And think about Amsterdam's been out for years. Right. And less than a year, Pink Whitney is like the number one seller, leaps and bounds above everything else.
That's what they got. Right. And it's funny, like I be seeing it. Somebody just came in the store and I saw them and they got the shit. But I didn't know that's where it came from. I thought it was something else.
I thought they had like a thing. No, I knew that. That's something I already knew.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't know that. I can't even pretend like that.
Fuck you, the smart one.
Thank you.
Damn. So wait. So
I mean, it was because he fucked up your dirty. He fucked up your dirty fact. So
do you have like a Zach Gear that it's like they started making vodka?
1968.
Anywhere between 06 and 08.
Okay.
When I was in college.
Way off. Okay.
When I was in college, it was like a new thing, and it was cheap. So, you know, a lot of people don't have money for the Amsterdam.
In college,
like,
right.
So they pushed it. They even had the flavors at first. It was just like the regular Amsterdam at first. That. And that was what we got because it was, and I think it was like $12 or $10, something like that.
$11.
Came in by yourself. You had to split it with somebody else. So, damn. Yo, me and A, what's up? You got $5? I got $5. And we get Amsterdam. And that's where we get drunk from.
You getting super lit fucking
Amsterdam. And that's when the vodka first came out. Right. So it was like a big deal.
I remember that transit.
I remember that transition. It was like a big thing in the liquor store and shit, like for this price and all that shit.
Right. I remember seeing it. I just never wanted to buy it.
I remember my 23rd birthday. I was still broke. Than I am now.
That's funny.
You had to put the er.
Yeah. I, you know what's honest?
That's why I said
I've never bought a bottle of this ever. I've never bought a bottle of it.
I want half on a lot of these joints.
He's an imbecile. But anyway, I remember I bought a bottle of Amsterdam and put in a. And we were at the cookout. Mm-hmm. This is the year I was put on a
couch.
Dirty couch. I got slapped.
Dirty couch.
I got slapped. Someone poured a gallon of water on me.
That name.
I'm not going to point any fingers. But I had a...
Fun.
I filled it up with a water bottle. Mind you, it was $11. So, and I think it was on sale, so it might have been cheaper.
Yo.
It was always on sale, but...
It was like $9.99.
I filled it up. Tanisha, Dink's wife, she saw the water bottle and automatically thought, oh, you drinking water? It's your birthday. Grabbed the shit out of my hand and poured it out. That was a bottle down the drain.
Oh, wow.
And we had to go back to the liquor store and get another bottle.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
At a certain time in your life, $9 is a big deal.
I didn't have a job then. That's how I know it was a big deal. Because I didn't start working to the hospital until later that year.
No, why did grandma say you selling weed back in the day?
I've been a drug dealer in her eyes since I was born.
That's why, because she'd be looking at his feet like,
she said, oh, yo.
She said, Tim, you work, you get all this stuff. He done work and he got all this stuff. Yeah, something's wrong.
She told me, I know a drug dealer when I see one.
Bro,
you ain't got no job, but you got $1,000 sneaks on. Something's wrong. They ain't stupid.
I ain't never had $1,000 pair of shoes.
That's a lie.
Like your blue.
Them blue motherfucking.
Like your blue composites.
I mean, I know somebody got some McQueens.
Where the fuck is he at?
What did he say? He need them.
He said they
ain't
how you know they ain't fake? I said you live in deep DE. Ain't no fake malls or nothing down there.
Aldo.
Well, you got a Picasso in your house. You got a pond in your backyard.
Literally. No. And where he got a lake in his backyard.
A river.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
But it's putty time.
My Jones
is small
from,
fee.
My Jones is from Aldo.
You can come putty to the Lazy River.
It's putty time.
Yeah, if you can't prove it, don't say it. Can't prove it.
I can't talk his talk.
Why we'll the time, my Damien? Why the time?
We'll see.
Tell me how.
I'll be at your house eventually.
Aldo. Right, you're going to see Aldo on the box. Okay. Anyway, so y'all ready for this next thing?
Indeed.
Fuck.
Indeed. Woo!
Looking for a job?
Only the young nigga.
So wait. We're going to let you introduce it because this is Dink's drink of choice when he first got drunk. So
let's go Pooty.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I keep saying Dink, Dre, Pooty. I'm sorry. Pooty.
It ain't his real name anyway.
Right.
Yeah, well. It ain't.
A.K.A.
Y'all fucking idiots.
Eugene.
Fucking idiots. Fuck Eugene. But y'all niggas can fight me right now. You sound like Drinks.
Yeah. I got the belt. Fight him for the belt right there.
Don't call me that nigga.
Oh my God.
Fuck niggas. Drinks was ready to kill somebody. Nigga said, I really appreciate this, my friends. Don't call me that name no more.
That's right.
Fuck that name and fuck BB.
It's a real fighter, bro.
So,
nah, bro, it ain't that.
So what we drinking right here is
Mortifying.
It's Hennessy. It's not the first thing that got me drunk, but I just, for me, I just couldn't
say it
go,
again.
I couldn't go back to what really, really got me drunk.
Absolutely.
And I'll let people know it was E&J Brandy. I had rough times with it. I had very bad times.
Good times with it too.
I had more bad times than good times with it
too. We had fun with it.
No, not the one that I really was drinking.
That brown label.
I had the brandy
terrible.
One, the ugh. Regular brandy one. I couldn't.
Yeah, that shit
was like.
Bad. No matter how they try to rebrand that bitch, that's a bad.
I could not get myself together to like.
That's Cat Stacks.
Buy that and then put it on the shelf.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I couldn't buy it and put it on the shelf and be proud that you know I bought this. Like my like the cashier just. I'm not that guy, so I just couldn't buy it. Mm. So, like I said, I bought the Hennessy, and the Hennessy, I remember being drunk off of this one particular time. It was during the cookout, and I forget what was going on. Something was happening, and I was drinking a lot of this shit.
The cookout was happening.
And
fuck up, Trees.
And I got so drunk, my mom was talking to us in the dining room or shit like that.
Me and B Dot.
Yeah. So, and I just was so fucked up. And while she's talking, the shit is like, I'm about to blow up.
Bubbling.
But I'm holding my mouth. And mind you, this is, teen drinking is very bad.
That's funny.
I'm drinking before I'm supposed to.
No.
So, like I said, I'm about to throw up, and she's talking. She's yelling at us and all that. But I can't hold myself, so I get up and start running out the house, and throw up is coming out and all on her floor and shit like that. And it just was a bad joint. It was a real bad.
Super night. Bad.
And you had to clean it up.
No, I didn't. Oh,
did she know you was a drinker yet?
No.
No, no.
She was mad. Who was letting them drink? I was like, I wasn't here. I don't know what happened.
I do not know.
Yeah.
So you was trying to hide it from your mom and try to hold it in at the same time.
I always hid it from my mom. For a long, I don't want to keep saying it like
she
that
because
it sounds bad. It runs
in the family. She really didn't know, though, because she expected him drunk. She thinking he's just probably tired or some shit. She's sitting there yelling at us. Y'all out there acting like park apes and this, that.
What the fuck are skippers on?
Yeah, he tired of not drinking.
And y'all drinking that
monkey juice.
Y'all drinking that monkey juice.
Drinking that monkey juice. That's
y'all
did drinking
acting like baboons.
Babanshees.
That's it. Babanshees.
So, yeah, that was one of my.
Oh, Hersh got a door.
That was one of my bad experiences with this Henny.
So y'all, I ain't got enough shit in my cup yet.
I ain't mixing it. I'm drinking this shit straight.
No, I can't.
My shit.
Yeah.
I always mixed it. If when I mixed it, it was always with either ginger ale or ginger ale Pepsi.
We can't not Red Bull. Do that as authentic.
I never had it with. I still never had it with Red Bull.
Oh, you gotta get your Red Bull.
I know.
You never had Red Bull and Henny.
It's unauthentic for us.
I absolutely don't have to drink it straight. Y'all are going to give your ratings with it with it regularly, and I'm going to give it with Pepsi.
Did we do a rating
period.
For this already? Oh, that's not what we.
It's right. Very possible. An early episode.
That's
it's very
not
possible.
Authentic.
What's unauthentic about it?
Because it's
we
not
do
the
cocktails.
Way
we
he,
do cocktails.
That's not,
and
that's
we
not
do,
the way that he had it.
This ain't what he had. This ain't what he had anyway. He said he had E&J. So what's your point now?
But it's something else points. That he got drunk off of.
Yeah, but he said that E&J was the first thing he got drunk off. This is Hennessy.
So this whole, all right, well, this is all like.
Fugazi.
Fall, it is. I mean, I'm
no,
being.
It's not.
Captain
it's not
Head,
false.
This is
most go-to.
And I'll be, you know, yeah, I don't like, for what y'all think. It's,
you know what your problem is?
Hey,
you're stuck
problem.
With you're stuck with stigmas. Get out of the box.
No, I'm not out of the box.
You're putting the word on
authentic.
The pedestal.
Yeah, yeah, like, stop
it's like,
it.
It's like talking about the first fucking female fuck Beyonce, so you fucked the hole in the
Dre.
Wall. Like, come on.
No,
like,
watch
come
this,
on.
Though. Dre, what was the first thing you got drunk off of?
What was the first thing
it was Bacardi Limon? Tell me it was Bacardi Limon.
It was a fucking variety there. I just picked one.
Tell me it was Bacardi Limon.
That wasn't the only thing there.
Tell me it was Bacardi.
It was Jaquins, Vach, and everything else.
Why are you not answering my question,
though? I just picked one.
Why are you not answering my question?
You want to call Vaginelle because we can?
Why are you not answering my question, though?
You want to call Vaginelle because we can?
But it's a yes or a no.
Yes.
So the first thing you got to joke was Bacardi Limon.
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all niggas wasn't there with me drinking.
You just said it was a variety of things, so you didn't get drunk off one thing. But yet you only brought one thing to the table.
But it's still not being because we didn't drink it cocktail. Like, we didn't mix it.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is,
is still not valid because the point
because
is
if you're
it's not what you got
that,
drunk off first.
Yo, did you mix that? Did you mix the E&J or the Henny?
I mixed both.
So then why did you say that? I'm thinking you didn't mix it.
You don't listen.
Dre, I said that.
You talk and don't listen.
I said that.
Literally.
Tell your listener.
Can we say this on air for the first time?
So do we all
again?
Need to have it this exact way that he had it?
We don't.
No, that's
we
what
don't.
Do you, authentic.
It's not why unauthentic. It you got to stop it, yo.
It's not authentic.
We still can hear you.
Not. I'll be the one to tell you. If you ain't going to drink it the exact way that man had it down his
But we didn't drink Bacardi Limon the same way you had it. You had Bacardi Limon mixed with everything else.
What you want me to have? All five fucking bottles here? We'd have been here all fucking night.
Absolutely.
So what we'll do is we'll redo it then.
Dre.
And are you okay,
that don't make sense.
Like, no, let's redo it then.
Your unprivileged thought process is just like not there, yo.
Let's redo it then. Captain. I'll go get this Quinn's Vodka. I'll get a case of fucking Angmings. I'll get a Bacardi Limon. What
you doing, Angmings?
Because that's authentic.
I'm trying to tell you.
Captain.
Yo, you use an unprivileged and
fraud and...
Fraud.
Because we drink all this fucking high flu ass.
Nigga, because we sophisticated now. We don't have to drink the bullshit.
Fuck out of here, fraud.
Sophisticated.
Yo,
put your basket in and see what the pepper
is. I can't spell sophisticated. I'll ask Siri before anything.
Brother Captain, fraud. I'm just trying to tell you what it is.
Well, how does you drink it?
I drink it. I'm drinking it the regular way, and I'm going to drink it. With Pepsi.
That's awesome. So we're going to drink it the way you had it.
That's what.
Period.
But Dre, but he bought the Pepsi with intentions of drinking it with
the
Henny.
That's the authentic way because he's telling me that I wasn't authentic because I didn't bring every fucking bottle here.
No, that was your argument. I'm following up on your argument, my friend.
No, you're not. You.
I've never said anything
was
unauthentic.
The first thing that I got drunk off of. It was a multitude of things then, my friend. So what are you saying?
My friend?
I picked one.
Did you not hear what I said?
I picked one.
Tell me what my argument was. I guarantee you can't.
I picked one.
Tell me what my argument was. I guarantee
you can't.
The
first thing I got drunk off of, correct?
Because of what? How do we get to that point?
What do you mean because of what? What is the series about?
How did we get to that point?
The first thing I got drunk off of.
But we were talking about Dinks. And Dinks said he had it with Pepsi, right? He mixed it.
Okay.
You were arguing that we should drink it regularly.
I didn't hear that.
Got headphones on.
I didn't hear that. But you're talking about
you're
telling me that I didn't get drunk off Bacardi and Limon.
That wasn't the only thing you got drunk off, right?
Dre.
So if you want to keep it really real, then I'll bring all the bottles here that we had.
But you already failed, though.
Period.
But you already failed that.
No, I didn't.
You did. You did. Your time was last week. You missed it. You missed your wave.
No, because y'all don't want to go back to that. Oh, because you're too good to like drink that, like?
No one said they were too good. They just
like, if
no
really
one said they were.
Like, I can't fucking afford it.
Hey, Dink, you ready? You ready?
Yes, yeah, come on, y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Can I back to the alcohol?
Tell me right now.
I love Hentosi. This is straight.
It's that poor man's. Let's get it.
Shut the fuck up, poor man.
Shut the clock. Because he wanted to yell.
Unprivileged drinker.
About being unprivileged.
Why you ain't got none?
I don't know. I don't have liquor.
Can you in front of your face.
Pour up, Dre.
Right, right.
In front
that's
of his face.
He wanted to yell, and now he'll have
right on the edge, Ave. Watch that shit, Ave.
Right.
So would you like Pepsi?
No, he wants to drink it authentically.
No, the way he had it.
We're going to drink
both.
It the way I had
but
it.
But it's both of them.
Right. Shout out to Hirsch.
Straight Henny. This ain't Pepsi.
Both
shout out to 3 Hirsch.
Both of them.
Somebody douche me.
God damn. God. Daryl.
Break them.
Please, Daryl.
Wait, these glasses is from Dollar Tree.
They're not. They expensive.
Thank you. Thank you, Drees.
I'm paying a lot of money for your glasses.
Glassware.
I'm privileged drinkers,
baby. Drinking this shit with Pepsi, I can tolerate it. Yes. I can't tolerate it by itself.
Imagine that Red Berry with Pepsi. Ooh.
No, I just had it. The shit was disgusting.
It didn't help.
It's still not a good jump.
But he talking about woo.
Cran mango. You like cran mango. Ooh.
I do like cran mango.
Yeah, yeah. I do like cran mango.
I absolutely do. Ocean Spray cran mango is fucking like legit. That's my shit.
I get a Henny Pepsi at 8.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on that about the 8.5. Henny Pepsi.
The Henny Pepsi 8.
I didn't drink it with
the Pepsi. And it's chilled, though, so the Pepsi is a little chilled. So
give me some Henny so I can drink with the Pepsi, because I drink Henny straight, so it's...
So, Jay, what you give it?
It's the best mixer. Hers poured a fucking sip of fucking Henny and a sip of Pepsi. There ain't nothing in here.
Whoa. That's enough to swallow.
Absolutely there. Not.
All right, Della Reese.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It's watered down.
What you think?
Yeah, ice in it?
Yeah. I know from experience, but like, how I feel about Hennessy. So, at this point, like, because I can't say I always felt the same way about Hennessy. At a point, Hennessy was like the
pinnacle.
It was. It was a grail for
us.
Yeah. The fuck are you doing?
He putting them headphones on.
Shout out to the Irish.
But at one point, Hennessy was like
funniest nigga on Twitter.
The highlight.
Ever.
Definitely. Definitely.
Funniest nigga ever.
I'm the bald guy.
No.
Why are you still
it? It don't work for nobody. Yeah.
I'm the ball.
But as I was saying, like, at one point, Hennessy was, like, top tier for me, so.
Right.
But now, I can say, like, nigga, why?
Put it back on.
Because he said.
Back on his way back, so you got something to say.
That shit shot it, too. Hey, Hurst, you got something to say? Please. Throw them hands. Can you say something, Hurst?
What?
Hurst, do you like the Hennessy and Pepsi, Hurst?
Wait.
I didn't say anything
wait,
yet.
Wait. They're dirty. Go ahead.
So, at one point, it was I said that.
His DVR broke.
So now I say Henny by itself would be like a 5. Like
you're a fucking hater.
I didn't finish what I was saying.
You said by itself.
I said by itself. It's like a 5. Like I probably could drink it if it was the only thing there. I probably could fuck with it, but with Pepsi, pretty fucking tolerable.
Absolutely.
So like, what is 7.5, 8? With Pepsi 7.5, 8.
Okay.
And the Pepsi is cold, too, so that, like, takes it over
It helps
top.
It. Yeah, it does. No?
I will say this. I will say I'm with me, I think I'm too comfortable with drinking Hennessy regular. So I'm always going to prefer it regular.
Without anything.
Right. So with me, I had better things than Henny, but Henny is my go-to. I would say Henny would be straight, would be a 7.5, maybe 8. Straight.
Let me ask you this real quick. So you like you drink it straight. So you don't prefer it with ice?
No.
At all? No. Okay.
Why is your go-to only a 7.5?
Why is it 7.5?
Your go-to.
He's comfortable with it. He's comfortable with it.
Because, all right, this is, all right. So when you go in the liquor store, right, if it's under $30 or $25, it's cheap. If it's over $40, all right, I'm a little out of my price range. It's at $35.
That's
what I get
price, price range.
The price range make it your go-to.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
If I walk in a liquor store, I got $40.
I was thinking
so
about
when
this.
I'm in a liquor store, when I'm out of the liquor store, $40 is my limit.
You got $40 right. For a lot right.
Of 40 slime.
Bow. Bow.
So I was actually thinking about that, though, where I'm going, right? When it comes to that, like, I think we need to, like, break it down in categories because I think a lot of times we do make decisions based off the pricing for it.
Right.
And not always the taste sometimes. You know what I mean?
All right. For example, that's very true. It definitely go hand in. All right, I would say for Hennessy, I would say 7.5 to 8. I agree that Douce might be a little bit better.
A little bit better.
But I would prefer to buy Hennessy first.
You know why you say that, though? Because I think he came into drinking this at the point where I think for most of us it changed. You see what I'm saying? We was drinking and it was like, it tastes different.
Right.
And right now, Douce is at that point where it has an authentic taste to it, where it hasn't lost that you know what I mean, that special oomph, whatever that may be. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean, you got like a restaurant, right? It's only there. But once you franchise it and it gets popping up everywhere, it don't have that place where you first got it at, where it was like, yo, when they first was at such and such, 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 that shit was hitting. Now that they franchise everywhere, it's different.
Yo.
What?
Shelton Avenue?
Shelton Avenue. Yes, correct. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Damn, you understood that?
When I turned 30, right, and I was out in Atlanta with Fon and my man Shell, and so we had like a section and shit on Atlanta, and we get, I think, like 4 bottles with the section, and they gave Henny and Douce, they was like, you could choose either one. I'm not choosing Henny when I could choose Douce. You tripping. I thought I had to pay extra money for the Douce. They're like, no, you can get Douce. Well, give me the fucking Douce. Right. I would never, if they're the same price, I would never get the Henny.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because that's how it is for me too. I'm the same exact way, because to me, they're not comparable as far as the taste-wise. Now, obviously, price points, they are different a little bit.
Yeah.
But taste, I think Douce, to me, is head and shoulders above Hennessy. And I think it is because them manufacturing it so much and putting it out there that the quality has lost. That's just me. But like I said, you came into it at a point where it probably had already lost that little. Like, even when I'm actually go back even a little step further. The first bottle of white Hennessy I had was off of a cruise ship, and that was probably like 2009. It does not taste the same way it tastes today. And back then, that shit was like $35, $40.
No. Yeah, that shit's $70.
It's $69.99 or $68.55.
I text Winston the other night. I said, yo, you still out there? He was like, yeah. I said, I need a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, he said, I got three already.
Yes, I don't know.
It's the Pepsi. I don't know if I can get another one, but regardless, like, you got a bottle. $69. God. I remember the first bottle I paid for was like $50.
Yeah.
That shit jumped crazy.
Have you ever been on a cruise ship? You go into the liquor store, they had them in there on the cruise ship, and you was able to get them done for like $35, $40, if I'm not mistaken. I remember I had two of them, because you can only have like two per room or something. I know I had some, and then Winston had some, and...
You know what's funny? Like, when you're a young boy, I used to hear my grandma say, like, $5, I can go get a gallon of milk, eggs, and all that shit. I never thought I would be that person, like, when you're a kid. But now it's like, that's not even 5 years. That's a $20 jump for real, for real. That's crazy.
I can say that about gas. I can say that about gas prices. I remember I paid maybe like $1.10 at one point. Really? For gas? Hell yeah.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
Damn. I remember paying like $1.85.
Yeah, no, I remember paying like $1.10.
You lived in Florida.
Right.
Yo, he used to make niggas mad send the gas prices back to
the yeah, he really did. Philly.
My man Hirsch said he remember paying $5 and niggas was mad. He was asking for gas money.
You were.
I do remember paying like three.
It was not $5.
No, it was $3 though at that point.
Lisa,
so,
I remember.
So the question is, are you charging gas for people when you're going there already?
Yeah, right. That is a good. Regardless, more people in my car is heavier. I'm using more gas.
Hirsch, listen. Hirsch used to say, yo, I'm going to McDonald's. Anybody want to go with me? Me and Lion say, yeah. He said, yo, give me gas money. Buddy. Just ask
going regardless.
Right. So listen.
He trying to get you to pay for his food.
Right. So me and Lonnie plan was, yo, hey Lonnie, it's Hirsch's car, right? He said, what you gonna do? Listen, let's both give him the back seat, see what he do. Me and Lonnie enter from the back seat.
Right.
He gets in the car. I'm not driving until somebody get in the first seat. Me and Lonnie sat there. You know what he did? He got out of the car, locked the door, and left us. We sat there for 20 minutes. I guess we ain't gonna make that.
I still don't have a car.
Yeah. No.
But you probably don't understand.
I know how much gas prices are now. So five something. Yeah. I
definitely fill up in Delaware before I come here.
Listen, I got mad. I paid $4.20 the other night.
$4.20? Where the fuck you pay $4.20 at?
He was smoking.
Oh, he was somewhere doing something else. Okay.
No. Up.
Yo, did you get a rating yet?
No, wait.
No.
I did pay $4.20.
Taking it regular?
Need a job. I paid $4.20. Because I didn't know it was fucking Ultra. I called fucking Zaire. Zaire, what's the difference between premium and Ultra? He said, well, I don't know. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. It's the prices. I'm getting Ultra this time.
I'm saying right
now. Well, you should, though. You got a maximum, right?
Yeah, I got premium. You it's either premium or Ultra.
You should stay right between.
I said, Zaire, I'm getting Ultra. He's like, all right, just see what I do.
Yeah. I know something like, who was it? Matter of fact, it was Unique Mom. She had an Acura, whatever, and she used to put the regular shit in there. Nigga, at the wild shit difference. Fucked up. Yeah, motherfucker, you had to push the car to start, and it was all kinds of weird shit. Like, not push to start, but push the car to start.
That's funny. That's funny.
I know somebody that like push the car. Right. I know somebody that like pushing cars.
Strong man right here. Look at his face. He drunk.
That's what Abe had to
do. I'll do anything to help.
Abe right. had the silver Yo, bullet.
He get 20 feet from the destination to say, I need help. You didn't need help 300 yards ago. Right. What the fuck?
That's funny.
That's probably why his ACL's fucked up now. Putting all that tension on his knees and back for no reason.
That was afterwards.
What you talking about? I got this.
Strong motherfucker. Yo, so what you got with the by itself? What would you say?
By itself, regular Henny? Six.
So not recommended by itself then?
Yeah, no, not recommendable, but.
You can fuck with it.
Yeah.
If you want to.
You wouldn't recommend Handy?
Huh?
You wouldn't recommend it?
I thought you would, though. I thought you would at least recommend it, or at least have it, like, to put to where you would want people to at least have it in their house. So I thought you would at least give a six and a half.
So you know what? I'll say this. I'll say I would have it in my house because I know
your
a
audience.
Lot of people. Yeah, I know a lot of people who drink it. Like you got Tim, you got Winston, you got
they still fuck with it heavy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like John and Rob and all of them. Like
they still. Fuck
I know
with
a
it.
Lot of people who's like really drink this heavy. So six and a half.
Got you.
And, of course, you know, Captain Dre, Angry Man, whatever you want to call him today, he would drink it, too.
What you call him, She-Hawk?
She-Hawk? Damn.
That's funny.
Hey, Captain, That's what funny. You think?
My turn?
Yeah.
you want it straight or you want it like?
Both.
Straight, I give it a 6.5.
Recommendable.
Just recommendable.
Mixed up, I give it a... 8.
You like it with the Pepsi?
Yeah.
So I don't prefer with the Pepsi.
Ginger ale.
It's pretty good.
No.
Not even with ginger ale either.
I'm an 8.
You take the
tarty.
Henny.
The tarty.
You take
I like
Pepsi,
pineapple too.
You take the sour. Henny. You take the Henny. Is it my turn or not? You take the Henny.
Wait. Say that again.
This nigga's out of pocket.
Talk your shit.
As much as he cut motherfuckers off, is it my turn or not?
That's how you demand it. Yeah, tell him, Dre. Tell him, Cap.
And you go pipe it up. Okay.
Y'all niggas full of shit.
We full of
how
shit.
How we full of
is
shit?
Is it my turn or not?
Oh, now you got a smile on your face again.
He read dollars now.
Go ahead, Cap. Demand your airtime.
The so funniest thing on Twitter.
Right. Funniest thing on Twitter, period.
Nah, I think with a fresh squeeze.
He's been blocked for 5 years.
On top of the Henny and Pepsi, I think a freshly squeezed lemon.
And that's why I prefer lemon.
Sure.
Tartness, though. You want that tart to cut it a little bit.
Yeah, a freshly squeezed, not that bullshit. I can't call it bullshit. I've mixed a lot of drinks with regular lemon juice in my day. You know what I do want to, like, I'm curious about? What a lime.
Yo, stop burping in the motherfucking mic.
Hey, Cap, I actually thought about that.
What the fuck was that?
That wasn't me.
What a lime.
You
burped
it. God damn, you niggas gassy as shit.
I think with a lime,
it's
would
the
be
Pepsi.
Don't drink.
I want to see where it takes the Hennessy to. Like what the Hennessy? Okay. Fuck y'all niggas scrambling. Like,
you said with a lime?
Like you know, instead of like Hennessy and Coke or Pepsi. Wait a minute. I never heard of Hennessy and Pepsi.
No,
it's Coke.
I mean, you heard it. It's Hennessy and Coke. I've never heard. Hey, give me Hennessy and Pepsi.
Is Coke better in a can or a bottle?
Like, I don't think.
It's the same, Dre.
In a bag.
At a bar though, Hennessy and Pepsi. Like, you ever heard?
No, you never heard of it. But I'm buying it.
Some bars don't have Pepsi products. They usually
shit,
keep Coke
more
products
than not. More likely than not, most bars don't have. I don't know, but I would just like to
Coke
try it out.
Coke is more affordable.
Pepsi, it is.
Pepsi has way more. I know Pepsi has way more sugar in it, but
and pure power.
Yeah,
and Beyonce is behind it, I think, or was.
A lot of factors weigh into the decision on what you drink. I've seen a motherfucker cook up in a pot and like, you know.
I mean, who got the Pepsi Blue? You mean
Coca Cola?
Oh, but to
keep it true, keep it authentic.
Oh, you don't want to grab his back no more. He ain't read dollars no more. He turned into cash. He start ratting.
Keep it authentic. Like I said, I give it. What was it? A 6.5? I gave the 7.
What I give the record?
Six and a half, then eight.
He said six and a half, then eight.
Yeah,
my bad. All right, so the six and a half, Hennessy by itself, eight. If it was Hennessy and Coca-Cola, I think it'd be freshly squeezed. If you had like one of them lemon squeeze like devices, like that, you can squeeze the whole lemon to it. I don't know.
Well, squirt in it.
Yeah. Get all the juices out. I'll give it an 8.5. I got levels to this shit. Like,
next week, tune in to TikTok.
Like, literally, seriously. Because I'm not, like, I don't, like, I got like 2 or 3 bottles of Henny White in my house. I honestly don't have any regular Hennessy, but I will, like.
Huh? He said you're selling one. You want one?
I got a beam for you right now.
I'm assuming that's another thing I was going to talk about, which we'll talk about off air, but. So I got 2 bottles of Hennessy in my house. I do have a nip of Hennessy in my house. I'll never not drink it. It has downgraded a bit much in my life as far as the tasting wise and what it represents. But those are my ratings. Give freshly squeezed lemon. I need a freshly squeezed lemon for as far as you want to mix cocktail with a Pepsi or Coca-Cola.
Absolutely. Well, I like a lemon in mine, though.
If you like, see, one lemon ain't going to do it. If you tossed a couple of sliced, you dice them motherfuckers up sideways, about 2 or 3 of them, I think it'll change the game. You might push the ship to a 9.
I mean, tune in to TikTok next week and see Captain try that.
What's that?
I got likes. I mean, I will. What y'all want me to do? You got a requested drink? Help me try.
Stop cutting people off.
That should be the name of a drink.
All right. So, you know what you do?
That's the name of the drink.
You know what you do?
What?
The requested drink.
You know what you do?
Put it on the shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. The requested drink for No Gram Monday or Thursday's TikTok.
So, yes. Yeah.
I don't know what day. Or requested drink.
I ain't working next Saturday. I'm not doing doubles next Saturday. So, I'm
so you're doing doubles tomorrow, though?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you till next Saturday.
Right.
I'll
try tomorrow when I get off.
Yo.
It's my brother's birthday.
I don't mean to cut you off.
No. It's my brother's birthday tomorrow.
Who?
Rails.
Damn, Zay's birthday was like the other day.
It's 5 days apart. Me and Fine is 7 days apart. Yeah.
God damn. Humper.
My mother and my father.
Humpers.
But we celebrating tomorrow. Got it?
Oh, all right. So you lying. Okay.
I'm lying, but I'm not lying.
Right.
We're celebrating tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll try to do, I will do a Slimy Saturdays tomorrow.
I like that.
3?
I need 4. You behind?
Fight me 4 times. I bet I beat you the fuck up all 4 times.
Damn.
Why am I becoming that?
I'm telling you. Down here gonna talk to me like that.
Why wouldn't they?
I swear.
I will put my car on the line. I just will fuck you up.
I doubt
I'm
it.
Not a fighter. No.
Listen, we cool and all.
But be in it.
Yo, Mike.
I thought
you were about to say him.
Fuck, you put me in it.
Okay, all right.
He said
true. All right, now. Okay, Hershey's here. Hershey beats the fuck up.
I don't give a fuck who's down there.
Hershey. I just want to say.
You can put my fucking brother in his prime there.
Hershey. I just want to say. Tim gets on my fucking nerves.
So what?
I swear.
Because he don't know when to chill.
He don't.
His chill button goes right out the window.
Shut up. His biggest opportunity is fucking with Dre.
But you know the difference between him and us?
He loves fucking with Dre.
He still drinks Henny.
Yeah, he does. He does still drink Henny.
Hey, you got it.
You're right. Point taken.
Oh, well.
Point taken.
He not grownish.
He going to put this nigga in there.
He not grownish.
Airs.
I'm looking at him. Like, okay. Right. I thought he about to say something. I didn't think he about to put nobody else in it.
Hers, she's 6'4", 250. You a monster, Hers.
So I got you. Yo, Tim is definitely like that. I got somebody for you.
He can lose. I don't give a fuck. I know somebody to beat you.
Right. He definitely that person. You right. Absolutely.
I get Abe to shoot you. He like me more than you.
That's what Timmy should tell me.
I got my big brother. I got my big brother Zay.
My man Zay.
Hey, man.
Right. Absolutely. While he's sitting at home. I mean, all I said was. what the fuck was we talking about? Y'all fucking me up now.
where they can find us.
Where they can find us. Absolutely. You're right. So listen, we had a great episode. I fucking enjoyed myself. I'm glad to be back with the team. We had Amsterdam, we had fucking Henny. These niggas eating Qdoba in front of my face.
I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Captain, what altitude you at?
60.
God damn!
60 feet?
Hey, my man, that's clearly a spaceship.
Heaven must be like in my
Hey, Cap, ain't no regular airplane going that high.
Heaven must be like this.
You going to the space station.
I'm in a class to get my spaceship license now.
That's funny. That's funny.
He really going to kill them astronauts.
He going to the moon.
That's funny, Cap.
Pretty soon, we're going to Pluto.
Penny Shoe. You know,
Pluto's
soon.
Not a planet anymore.
Right, yeah. fucking shit.
I'm going to make up one when I get there.
Yo, he going
in
there.
In the area reserve when it was there.
February 31st.
Hey, about you NASA ain't coming though. To fuck back. You want to not come to fuck back? You take this ride.
So listen, how everybody feeling? We good?
I'm Gucci. Listen, I'm going to take some more of this
Gucci.
Innie.
I'm chilling. Chilling?
We're going live?
I'm activated.
No.
I need some food in my system.
I got double tomorrow. I'm going to fuck home.
He ain't even going to sleep, though. He's going to be sitting up there like.
Can't drink and take melatonin.
He's going to spank the monkey.
Where's the lotion?
No, I'm going to get somebody
it's
else to do it.
It's the fact that he did this, and you said, where's the lotion at the same time.
Right.
I don't use lotion. I use Vaseline.
Whoa. His lubrication on a million.
He like it rough.
Rough? You don't use Vaseline?
You talking about rough?
Nigga, Vaseline is smooth as right. butter.
I don't think you ever run out of that
hey,
shit.
Hey, my
either.
Man, hey. He clearly don't use Vaseline. You know, you don't put Vaseline like on your lips or nothing.
What he said? You don't run out of it.
You can't,
bro. Vaseline like, lasts
I put
forever.
Vaseline on my face because I was burning there. That shit's still,
it's still there.
It's still
bro.
There.
Bro, Vaseline don't run out.
I sunburned. That shit still, bro, I can still feel it. It's still on my fingertips. You can see that shit. That was like earlier.
Hey, Dre. Vaseline or shampoo?
Shampoo.
He like to hear the. He like to hear the.
Damn right. That's what shit feel like.
He like the white lady dick, right? Like the wash and beat at the same time.
He think it's the guap 3000.
If that shit don't sound the way that man just made his mouth sound, then
what?
So you can find us on TikTok. You can find us on Instagram.
I just wish everybody could see Hersh reaction when he said that. I wish everybody could have saw Hersh reaction.
Yo, hey Cap, can I get
you
one?
Can
I get one time? One more time.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon.
Don't mute him this time, motherfucker.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Come fuck with us. As usual, like I said, we celebrated. This was the first drink for Slimes, first drink for Poot, first drink for Booty. We celebrate my man Abe. 2 years ago, he was in an accident that could have took his life. He's still here. He's doing his fucking thing. Rest in peace, DMX.
Sure.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby. Follow us. Fuck with us.
Happy birthday, JoJo.
Happy birthday, nephew. Birthday. Love you, boy.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Shit I'm talking about.
Funny
here.
Shit on TikTok.
Hey, Captain. You think it's a fucking game? Come on.
Dog didn't meet earlier this week.
And I be the best. You see the rest. They looking like they need a rest. One more time, I'ma spit at you some shit that's gonna get at you and be